Today's readings remind us that no matter how in the dark or surrounded or outnumbered we feel in the face of evil and death and sin, God the Father will stand with us if we stand with Him and His Son. We heard this in the first reading and the second reading, and in the Gospel, Jesus reminds the apostles that they only need to stand with Him and not be afraid. If we stand with Christ, bodily death should not frighten us because eternal life awaits us. And he goes on to say that the only fear we should have is a spiritual death, a life separated from Him and separated from the Father. And so our trust in our Lord should embolden us all the more than evil and disbelief in the world might intimidate us. We have nothing to fear if we stand with Jesus. But we all have moments when we question whether God really knows what is going on or truly cares about what will happen to us. But His response to us is His Son, because Jesus is the one that came to show us how precious we are in the eyes of our Heavenly Father. You know, in St. John Paul II, when he was inaugurated as Pope in October of 1978, the previous Pope, John Paul I, was probably in office about 6 weeks before that and died after just 1 month, if you're old enough to remember all of that. Well, he gave a very stirring homily at his inauguration. He said, "Rome is the see of Peter, and down the centuries, new bishops continually succeeded him in this see. And today, a new bishop comes to the chair of Peter in Rome, a bishop full of trepidation, conscious of his unworthiness. And how could one not tremble before the greatness of this call, before the universal mission of this see of Rome?" And then he went on to explain how, just like Pope Paul VI and his predecessor, Pope John Paul I, did not use the papal tiara. Remember what the papal tiara looked like, anybody? It was kind of this big crown and a pointed thing on top. And it had been used for centuries as a show of the Pope's temporal power. And so he explained that that's why he wasn't wearing it, because being Pope isn't about temporal power, but rather it's all about Jesus Christ and focusing on Him. And he said this, "Our time calls us, urges us, obliges us to gaze on the Lord and immerse ourselves in humble and devout meditation on the mystery of the supreme power of Christ Himself." And then he said, "Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid to welcome Christ and accept His power. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors for Christ. Do not be afraid." Well, our Lord is clear in today's gospel that those who acknowledge Him before the world will be acknowledged by Him before our Heavenly Father. And He says, "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops." Well, these days we don't climb housetops to proclaim things. We have microphones, we have social communications, we have all sorts of ways to proclaim our faith from the housetops, in a symbolic way, I guess we're using that word. And when we hear this, it's an invitation for each one of us to ask ourselves, when was the last time you shouted anything from the housetops or even raised your voice regarding our faith? In some countries, Christians are openly persecuted and dying for their faith. The 10 worst countries where this kind of persecution occurs is, no surprise, number one is North Korea, followed by 9 Muslim countries. In other countries in our world that pride themselves on freedom of religion and expression, Christians are cowed not to say anything. Christians are cowed by the ridicule they think they would experience in the public square and do experience for raising their voice. And you know, there's a little progression here when you start doing that. that once you lower your indoor voice regarding your faith, you'll soon find that you lose your outdoor voice, and then you soon find that you won't even talk about your faith with friends or family. But just as Pope John Paul II said, our time calls us, urges us, obliges us to gaze on the Lord and immerse ourselves in the supreme power of Christ himself. So be courageous in shouting from the housetops. And remember that when we stand with the Father, we stand with Christ, just as we fall if we don't.